I'd like to invite Andy to come. It's great to get to know him, and we're going to get to know him further today. He's going to also be leading our service this evening. It's going to be a prayer and healing service, so I please invite you to come along and listen once again. Andy, if you don't know, he's based in the UK and has this evangelistic mission to talk to and lead people to Christ here in Britain. He also has connections with a church in Nigeria, as we heard a little bit about yesterday, and connections with schools, etc., and training people, skills, etc., so that they can develop their skills. Andy, you probably realize, is originally from Cyprus, or his parents are from Cyprus. So we just ask God's blessing to be upon Andy. Let's just say, bow our heads. Father God, we just pray that you may bless Andy as he brings your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn to someone next to you and say, you look beautiful today. The famous Billy Graham was once preaching in Africa, and he was preaching about Christ. He wasn't speaking about healing, and while he was speaking, people were being healed. I read in my Bible that one day Peter the Apostle was preaching, and while he was preaching, while he was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down and they spoke in other tongues. He didn't have a ministry time. He didn't stop his sermon and decided to have a prayer time. It was while Billy Graham was actually speaking in Africa that people were being automatically healed. And it was while Peter the Apostle was preaching in the Acts of the Apostle that the Holy Spirit came down and they were speaking in other tongues. So get ready. You don't have to wait for anything. You don't have to sit there passive. You just have to open your heart. It doesn't matter what the preacher or what the donkey is saying. Do you know what I mean? So we just need to open up our lives to this amazing Saviour and God that we have, and receive from him all that he has to give us. He's got things he wants to give us that we haven't even thought about. We're not even going to pray about. He wants to do far more than we're imagining. That's an amazing scripture in Ephesians, isn't it? He wants to do more than we can imagine or think or pray. So let us not put the lid on anything, and just be open to our Saviour. I'm going to speak from Luke 19. If you want to turn to it, you can. Or you can just listen. Luke chapter 19. I want to speak about Jesus. I'm Jesus-centred. I'm Jesus-focused. I met a man yesterday in a church in Gloucester. And this man in this church said to me, he doesn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm thinking, what is the matter with you, mate? But what really concerned me was not his lack of belief in Jesus. What really concerned me was his attitude. What really concerned me was the fact that he was a man that didn't seem to me to be teachable and reachable or open to Jesus. He seemed to me to be a closed book. He seemed to me to have a bad attitude. At one point, I felt like being really rude to him. I'm sure Jesus would have slapped him, but I couldn't bring myself. So I prayed. So we're going to hear about a man that had an amazing attitude here. And he meets this amazing Jesus. So I'm going to read from Luke 19, starting at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Verse 9, Jesus' response. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." So let's go back to the beginning. We read that it says that Jesus, he was coming to a place called Jericho and was passing through. The fact is that Jesus is constantly passing through. He's passing by your life, my life. And on this occasion, Jesus was passing through, and we read that there was a man there, and we're told his name, Zacchaeus. We're also told he was a chief tax collector. He was an important man. He was the boss. He was at the top. He was a chief tax collector. Other people worked for him. He had position of power, authority, this man. And we're told that he was wealthy. We're also told something else about this man, that he wanted to see who Jesus was. That's all. He was curious. "I just want to see who he is." He wasn't ill. He didn't come on behalf of someone else who was ill. We're told that he just wanted to see who Jesus was. What does he look like? What might he sound like? "I just want to see this man, Jesus. I just want to see him." That's it. And we're told he had a problem. But he couldn't, because a short man. That was one problem he had. So he must have been even shorter than me. So he must have been smaller, probably shorter and smaller. So he must have been an extra small. "What are you? You look like a large. What are you?" This man was an extra small man. Really short. That was a problem he had. Or for this occasion, because he couldn't see Jesus, because there was this crowd. That was his other problem. There was people around him that would get in the way. And he wasn't going to let the people around him get in the way. He wasn't going to be influenced by the people around him. Don't let people around you get you down, bring you down, prevent you from being whom God wants you to be. Don't let anything, don't let anyone be a barrier to you. He had two problems, one internal, one external. This guy was a wise man. He was a clever guy. He thought, "I know what to do. I'm going to climb that tree. I'm going to stand in that tree and I'm going to wait." And that's exactly what happened. So he ran ahead. Sometimes we've got to run ahead. We've got to get ahead. And God will tell us what to do to get ahead, to run ahead, and give us the wisdom of what to do at times. So he ran ahead, climbed the little tree, and sat there waiting because Jesus was coming that way. He was waiting for Jesus. A lot of people are waiting for something. But when you and I wait upon Jesus, things happen. I read in Acts 3, 19. It says, as they turned to the Lord, this phrase is used. times of refreshing came upon them. When? As they turned to the Lord, there were times of refreshing. And this is what Zacchaeus was doing. He was turning to the Savior, to the Lord. Verse 7. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." What kind of Jesus is this? What kind of man is this? Mixing with sinners. If there was anything about this man, Jesus, he would not be mixing with a man like Zacchaeus. So they judged Jesus like the man in Gloucester yesterday. He's like judged Jesus. He's not the Son of God. And he's therefore judged himself. He's bringing judgment upon himself. They judged Jesus wrongly, and they judged this man wrongly, thinking that this man was out of bounds of the grace of God. That this man, Jesus, should not be associated, mixing, befriending. And we don't like Zacchaeus anyway. He's a traitor. He's one of us. But he's a traitor. He's a thief. He's a sinner. He's not included. And he's short. And they were muttering. Verse 8. Well, Zacchaeus noticed this. Zacchaeus stood up. He had to. He stood up and said to the Lord, and I like what he says. I like what's recorded here. He said, "Look, Lord. Lord, listen. Lord, are you listening? Please. Look, Lord. Here and now, I say to you, I say publicly, I've made the decision. I have decided to give half of my possessions to the poor." That was a holy moment. As holy as when Moses had to take his shoes off. Sometimes when I'm in Africa, I feel I'm on holy ground. That the moment is full of holiness and I have to take my shoes off. As I'm preaching, I feel the Lord has come. And as a symbolic gesture, I'm telling the hundreds of people present, by taking my shoes off, this is holy ground. And this was a holy moment for Zacchaeus. The Holy Spirit touched him. Jesus touched this man. For him to say such an outrageously wonderful, amazing thing. John Wesley said we have to have two conversions. One, be born again. Second, our pockets. That's good, isn't it? Did you like that? I think that's amazing. It's so true. So this man turns to Jesus and says, "Look, Lord, here and now, I have decided, I am surrendering. I'm giving half of my possessions to the poor." A bit like when the woman in Scotland came up to me, this widow with two teenage boys, tapped me on my shoulder and said, "Preacher, I want to give my house to your charity to build your work in Nigeria." A widow. She lives in rented today. She didn't have two houses. She doesn't have a car. She had one house. We sold the money and gave the £34,000 or whatever it was to help build our school in Ibadan in southern Nigeria. The Holy Spirit touched that woman. A bit like the man and woman who came to see me, sat me down and said, we want to say something to you. Do you still need £35,000 to fix your roof at your school in Ibadan in southern Nigeria? I said, I do. Well, my wife had a revelation. She said to me, her husband, that we should sell our pension and give it to you so that you can put your roof on your school in Africa. What was happening there? That's amazing, isn't it? And I'm not here talking about just money, but I am talking about the things that we have, both possessions and the things that we are in here. That you and I, we can make such a difference to our world and to our Lord. And then this man, Zacchaeus, went on to say, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will repay them four times the amount. Well, there was an Old Testament law and requirement that if you had stolen everything, that you were supposed to give it back. So if I stole something from Robert, if I stole £100 from you, I've got to give you that £100 back plus 20%. That's £20. But Zacchaeus, aware of what the Old Testament said, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing what's normal. Thank God for people who are not normal. Thank God for people who are not average. I'm bored with people who are like average. You can't be like me, I can't be like you. You and I are so unique. Don't follow the sheep, follow Jesus. Allow him to make you that unique person he wants you to be and maybe you want to be. Hey, hello somebody.
Hello.
So in Nigeria, when I say hello somebody, they say, hello pastor.
Hello pastor.
Should we try that? Hello, somebody.
Hello, pastor.
That's not bad. So he said, look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor. Give. He was giving his life away. And if I've cheated anything out of anyone, I will repay them back four times. I've stolen £100 from you. I'm going to give you back several hundred pounds. Four times the amount. Jesus was glad of this response. And he makes that plain in verse 9. Jesus said to him, he spoke to him publicly in front of everyone. It wasn't a quiet little word. Zacchaeus, come in here a minute. I want to whisper something in your ear. Zacchaeus, come with me privately somewhere. I want to tell you something. Zacchaeus, let me just tell you something in front of my 12 disciples. No, he declared this publicly, saying to Zacchaeus, today, this was more for them than for him. Preacher came to our church one day, finished preaching, pointed his finger at me and said to me, this is what the Lord says to you, Andy. And then he just said, I do know Andy, you know I know him, but this is the word of the Lord to you. I started to prophesy then. You will have an international ministry. I'd not been further than Bognor Regis, living just 5 miles away, never gone abroad. He says, you will go to countries you haven't even thought of, that are not in your head. And this is what you will do. This is what you will do. This is what you will do in those places. Then the preacher turned to his finger and said to another man, and he said, this is the word of the Lord for you. Da 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 da. This is the word of the Lord to you. And this is what Jesus was doing here publicly, saying to this man, today salvation has come to this house. Salvation has come to him. I know you have excluded him, people, rejected him, but I'm telling you, I know that you've said to him and people like him that they don't have salvation, they can't have salvation. I know that you don't like him, but I'm telling you this today. Salvation has come to this house. Something incredible has happened in this man's heart. And salvation has come. There's a change in this man's life. This man too is a son of Abraham. In other words, he's included. You've excluded him. I include him. I like him. Yeah, I like him. I don't care about what you say about him. But I love this man. I'm passing through for this man. He's included. He too is a son of Abraham. That's what Jesus was saying. For the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, has come to seek men and women like this. The Son of Man, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, has come to seek and save the lost. So this is our Lord. This is our Jesus. And I pray that even now, even now, this day, at this time, our Lord will be passing by. And I pray now that he's passing by. And I pray that he will be not passive. He'll be active, and that you will not be passive, and that you will reach out even now. And my favorite thing about this story is verse 5 as I conclude. I know you wanted me to go on for another hour. When Jesus reached the spot, when he reached the point of where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and said to him, calling him by his name. This was a most amazing, loving act and action. When he reached the spot, when he reaches your spot, he stops. He looks up. Looks into our face and heart and calls us by name. And he said to Zacchaeus, come down immediately. Now. And when Jesus is passing by your life today or tomorrow, he says to you and I today, don't put off today, what he says today, he stopped and looked up, looked into his face, called him by his name. Come down immediately. I'm passing by. I'm not waiting. Not even a few minutes. I'm passing by. I must stay at your house today. I want to stay at your house, Zacchaeus. I want to come to your place. I want to come and live with you for a while, for some hours. I want to come and be with you. And Zacchaeus was not passive. He didn't sit down on his backside. He didn't remain standing or sitting or still. The Bible says that he came down at once. And the Bible says he welcomed him gladly. What an attitude. That's what Jesus likes it when I do that to him. When I respond when he calls. When I respond as he puts out his hand of healing upon me, and I just come to receive, just as I am, with the faith that I have. When I respond to him and receive him gladly to the call that he has upon my life, to do this or go there, or change an attitude, or get rid of something that's unhelpful, or to be more loving or kind. Sin is not just the things that we say that are wrong, or do that are wrong, or think that are wrong. Sin is also the things that we could have done. The sins of omission. I could have been kind, but I wasn't. I could have smiled at someone. I could have done something. I could have stopped, but I didn't. I could have offered help, but I didn't. So Zacchaeus responded beautifully to a beautiful Savior. May the Lord come to us today in this hallowed hour, tomorrow, and every day. May we be transformed like Zacchaeus. Amen. I've got some things that I just want to bring to your attention, which are at the back for your use. I've a new book has just come out last week called Refreshed and Renewed. And there are 53 little chapters in there, one for every week. You can read it once or several times in that week with a scripture and some inspiring thought, little bit of teaching or a story or something that will take you through for 1 year. So that's Refreshed and Renewed. You can find it in the sale at the back. This one's free. Who would like this one? Come. He's got to come. See, like Zacchaeus, he had to move. God bless you. This one is another book that we've got, and it's a lovely little book that's been updated with a couple of new chapters in it, one on singleness. It's worth buying and reading, even if you're married, to know how to respond and to be with single people. It's good to get if you are single, so that will help you on your way with being content and happy with being single. It's got a great chapter on divorce and marriage and all kinds of stuff. It's in the at the back. It's in the sale. This one's free. Who would like that one? Yeah. You'll have to come. Can you go and get me another one from the back? Can you go and get me another one? Quick, Zacchaeus. You have to run. Keep that. We've got a conference on the 2nd of November from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock in Emsworth in Hampshire, where I live, and it's called Diamond Geezers Men's Day. If you're a woman here today and you've got a man in your life, push him out. Send him to this men's conference. And if you're a man here today, don't wait for your woman to say you can go. Come anyway. And there's a little leaflet there. Please ignore the deadline date which has passed. Just get a little leaflet, fill it in, send it in, or give it to me today. That's Diamond Geezers Men's Day with a fantastic speaker, Anthony Delaney. And this is one of his books. You can buy it in the sale, but this one is free. Who would like that one? You'll have to come and get it. Come and get it. Thank you. God bless you. I haven't spoken about our work in Nigeria this morning. But if you would like to think about sponsoring one of our little children to go to school, or one of our young people to go to our college, or one of our workers whose pay is paid from people that sponsor them for just £19 a month, come and see me at the end. I'll talk to you and give you one of these packs. Thank you. God bless you. And tonight, do come to the healing service. And if you know somebody who's sick, you might want to come on their behalf. If you want to bring some handkerchiefs, we will anoint them with oil and pray over them like they did in the Acts of the Apostles. You can send them to your sick friends. They can put them under their pillow, knowing that we have prayed for them. Let's look to the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.